they've responded to a new manager coming in for a short period of time and done what they had to do, which was win a few games and get the amount of points he needed to stay in the league. So reflect on this season, see what you've done wrong, and then push on next season.
Talking about the players, you know, you've worked with this group now. Do you think the future is bright for those players?
Well, there's a lot of the players who were here from last season, so you can't be up and down. You've got to be consistent in your game, so you can't go from the playoffs to nearly getting relegated. So, listen, it's down to the players. You just got to get, it's about getting consistency in your game. That's why the best players play there, higher up the league. So, I think it's just consistency in your game. You can't be up and down like a yo-yo. If you do that, I think you've got a good chance of competing with the best teams in this league. So, no, there's some good players here. So, like I say, it's not me to say what players they need, or that's not my department anymore. So, the new manager will see him what he feels he needs. I'm sure he'll make sure he gets it sorted out with.
You've got Walsall at the weekend. It's at home at Highbury. Again, is it a case of trying to leave on a high?
Yeah, definitely. But I've been disappointed with the way we've finished the season, if anything, because I would have liked us to win. I like getting and winning and winning games and getting good habits in your game. And a bit disappointed with the season, but at the same time, I can see that. I think the players have... I wouldn't say they've took the foot off the pedal, but I think they've... deep down they knew they were going to be safe, but I would like us, with it being a home game, I'd like us to finish off with a win.